I first experienced symptoms of mental illness as a child around the age of 9. I dealt with severe anxiety and depression after my father passed away unexpectedly. I remember it manifesting in ways such as chronic stomach aches and headaches at school and the need for constant reassurance that I was okay. My mental illness just got worse from there. As I grew, I started to deal with my emotions by restricting food, and I had developed an eating disorder by the age of 13. Controlling food gave me something else to focus on, and I used it as a way to control my anxiety. I suffered mostly in silence through my teenage years with anxiety, depression, and the eating disorder. It wasn't until after I was married a few years later that I realized something had to change. My husband and I had 2 children very early on in our marriage, and my depression reared its ugly head. I had a hard time getting out of bed to take care of them. I was crying all the time. Simple things like showering became an impossible task, and I felt like I couldn't function. It wasn't until after a suicide attempt in 2010 that I sought help at the Lindner Center of Hope. That's when I realized that I needed someone to talk to about the symptoms that I was having and that I could no longer fight this battle alone. I was still struggling with my relationship with food. My depression had led me to a point where I felt like I would rather be dead than face another day, and I just wasn't present for my family. At one point, I truly believed I was doing them a favor by dying and that they'd be better off without me. After my call to the Lindner Center of Hope, I came in and saw a therapist for an evaluation and was also referred to a psychiatrist. That day started my journey to wellness. I've been a patient since 2010 and I still receive weekly care. I have been seen on both an outpatient and an inpatient basis depending on my needs along the way, and I've had great providers who have been able to help identify my needs and offer accurate diagnoses. I take medication for my depression and anxiety, and I've even had ECT treatments. It is because of my treatment at the Lindner Center that I live my life in a much different light now. It doesn't mean I don't still struggle at times, but I am doing so much better and I actually want to live. The combination of talk therapy and medication made that possible. I have to add that it wasn't an overnight fix. It took a lot of effort and willingness on my part to want to change in order for me to get to where I am today. I feel like my family and friends have been very supportive of my treatment. I know that's not the case for everyone. I'm a writer and I often receive negative feedback about illnesses and the treatments that I've received. I feel like sometimes people see it as a weakness or a personality flaw when mental illness is a very real thing. I also feel like sometimes people think that just by taking a pill it will make all your symptoms go away. They don't understand that mental illness is an illness of the brain that often requires a multidisciplinary approach to manage. I think that the only way to tear down the stigma of mental illness is just to talk about it more openly. I want people to know that it is okay to reach out for help and that there are people out there who want to help you on your journey. You never have to face life alone. I'm Lindsay, and I'm a proud patient of the Lindner Center of Hope.